several questions and ask Catherine from additionally to the ones we discussed in Money and Markets. After watching some of the interview with Alfred Rebry, I went down a rabbit hole on the web and found a book called The Taking of America 1-2-3 by Richard E. Sprague. It's available at radical.org. That's RATICAL. It was printed in 1985. Maybe you've already heard of this book. Sprague was the DA in Philadelphia, which Webb was talking about being on the House Select Committee on Assassinations in 1979, but they discredited him. The book lists 100 people who were corroborators or witnesses to the JFK assassination who had already been killed by 1985. Yes, that number makes tremendous sense. His theory on what actually happened to Chappaquiddick was the first time any theory I had heard made sense. Another interesting point he made was the goal of their approach was to take over the electoral system in the U.S. without people figuring out that they had done it. Mission accomplished. Well, I was blown away because this information has been out there that long and I missed it. Yes, it has. It's been out there quite a long time. Another subscriber wrote in, this was an amazing segment from 60 Minutes this past Sunday night. During the segment, they discuss how data brokers are selling our personal information to the people and companies who are willing to pay them money for it. There's even one company in here that says it has more than 1,500 pieces of information on each of more than 200 million individual Americans that makes it available for sale. These companies sell information on things like where we've been browsing on the internet, what magazines we subscribe to, what products we've been buying, what nightclubs we're going to, and what our own sexual preferences. Yes, I've had several people report that to me. I have not seen it myself. As I've said many times, I'm going to say it again, the private side is much more dangerous than the CIA and NSA. Now, I believe, you know, in the great big relational database in the sky, they're one and the same database.